the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Not German, not Latin, not even Greek, but Hebrew is the language of the church that preaches Christ crucified. For this is the language in which the last is first, and the first is last. Everything is read from right to left, from the end to the beginning, from what will be to what is. In the church, what you see is never what you get. It is the opposite. Appearances are deceptive. Israel is my servant. Jacob is my chosen. Abraham is my friend. The church is my bride. So says God. But this flies in the face of what I see. For I see Israel, black-eyed and bloody-lipped, wrapped in Babylonian chains. I see Jacob, fleeing a would-be murderous brother exiled far from the land of promise. I see old man Abraham loading the wood onto Isaac's back, lifting the blade of sacrifice over the promised seed. I see the church plagued with those who wish to canonize heretics and crucify prophets, chisel bylaws into stone while giving lip service to the sacred page. These things I see. But in the church, what you see is never what you get. Israel is my servant. Jacob is my chosen. Abraham is my friend. The church is my bride. Everything must be read in a Hebrew fashion. If Christ is crucified, so must be his church, his word, his sacraments, his pastors, all of you, all that is his. Everything that is God's must bear the cross, and crucifixion is never pretty. It is ugly. It is messy. It is bloody. It is repugnant. We preach Christ crucified, which is to say, we read life like a Hebrew. Though you feel abandoned and alone, weak and afraid, God preaches, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Though men with forked tongues may accuse you of lying when you speak the truth, though men become angry at you, slander you, curse you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for the sake of Christ, the Lord says, "Behold, all those who are angered at you will be shamed and dishonored. Those who contend with you will be as nothing and will perish. For I am the Lord your God, who upholds your right hand, who says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" Read your life like a Hebrew, from right to left, from the end to the beginning, from what you see, for what you see now is not that which it appears to be. We must see that which is from that which will be. The dead live, the cursed are blessed, the humble are exalted. Israel returns from Babylon. Jacob is repatriated to Canaan. The ram is killed in the stead of Isaac, and the body of the crucified is enlivened by the Spirit. Though for a short time, you Jobs must scrape your sores, healing is on the horizon. Though you Josephs may languish for a time in the dungeon, you shall stand at Pharaoh's right hand. Though you suffer, whether from your own fault and your own sin, or from the fault of others and from their sins against you, there is a day of resurrection, a day on which the last are made first, the crucified are raised, and the bride whom the world considers a widow is kissed by the lips of her resurrected king, who has betrothed her to himself. So fear not, you worm, Jacob, but the Messiah who said, I am a worm and not a man, is truly both God and man, and in him you have been made partakers of the divine nature. Fear not, for though the world considers you worms, the Father in heaven calls you his chosen servants, friends, yes, even his own sons. Good Fridays are always viewed through the lens of Easter. The sufferings of this present time are always seen through the glories that await us. Thus, that which seems to be ugly and messy and bloody and repugnant now, read it like Hebrew, and soon you will behold a most beautiful icon of atonement and absolution, peace and life. All for you. In the name of Jesus.